We're now joined on the pregame show by last night's winning pitcher, fresh off his first pro win. It's Jaden Volker. And Jaden, it really seemed like, especially compared to some of your first few starts, you found a rhythm last night. Five innings, all shut out. What was the difference last night?
Kind of just trusting the work I've been putting in and following the pregame plan that we put together, me and Levy, the pitching coach, and just being comfortable and having fun compared to, like, blocking out the emotions, kind of using them, driving me. Kind of just trusting my stuff.
Yeah. No doubt. Using those emotions, that's something that I think a lot of athletes talk about, trying to channel kind of the emotion, the excitement. How do you do that?
Kind of just, like, use them as fuel instead of, like, my first outing. I kind of tried to be not nervous, so I was just kind of, like, mellow out there.
Yeah.
So now it's, like, using the emotion to, like, fire you up and just helps you have more fun.
No doubt.
So, yeah.
So you started the season in extended spring training, somewhat of a whirlwind, I'm sure, where you don't make the opening day roster, but you quickly get called up.
Yeah.
Take me through the emotions of that kind of swing and now adapting to, you know, your last few starts.
Yeah, I mean, not getting the call up was obviously not that good. It's kind of just, I was itching to get to, like, a game situation, like the adrenaline, all the fun of it. So when I got called up, I was obviously very excited and ready to help the team win.
No doubt. Now you've been doing that lately. Let's take a step back. Junior college. You know, we talk a lot about Northern Essex on the broadcast.
Yeah.
There's only one other player who played there who went on to make the big leagues. What was it like playing there? Obviously, you guys had a lot of success.
Yeah. It was awesome. I made a lot of friends there. But for me, the biggest thing was I kind of put myself in the situation to be there, so I kind of tried to make the best out of it. And the coaching staff and the people I surrounded myself there helped me to get here. I loved it. JUCO is a little different than a lot of people's route to get here. And that was another source of fuel. It's like people see you at, like, the bottom of the barrel. But any situation is a good situation as long as you do what you've been doing and trust in your work. And yeah, I loved it there. Yeah.
So you mentioned, you know, getting in that situation, sort of an unrecruited player out of high school, right? What was that like trying to find somewhere to play, period, coming out of high school?
Yeah, it was the coach that I had at Northern Essex was my travel coach, so that was kind of a good hookup to go there. So that was kind of already set. Yeah, I was recruited a little bit in high school. And then school kind of held me back to where I had to go the JUCO route. So that was, once again, another fire lit under me. It's like I got to prove myself because I put myself in this situation. I kind of like being the underdog too, so it kind of made me like an underdog. I just made the best of it.
I'd say.
Yeah.
You're here after all.
Exactly.
At what point did you realize, considering you were in NJCAA D3, what point did you realize, hey, I might be on draft radars here, I might be going pro?
I want to say maybe even, I'd say since junior year of high school, I thought I could go somewhere with baseball. And then my freshman year of JUCO, I had pretty good numbers and definitely had a couple of scouts there. So I knew the opportunity was there. So I kind of just, as soon as I smelt it, I kind of just worked for it ever since.
Now, making the transition to the pros, what's that been like for you in terms of just the sheer amount of resources and information you've been flooded with?
Yeah, it was a lot. At first, it was a little overwhelming. I like to explain it as I went from, like, bottom of the barrel, like, resources at JUCO. We made the best of it, but, and then I compared this, it's like Disneyland of everything. So it took me a while to get used to it, like, taking in all the information at once. It was pretty hard, but every day it got easier and easier, and now I just feel like you're always lined up for success.
No doubt. Yeah. Now, you're from New England. We got a lot of New Englanders on this River Dogs roster, especially the pitching staff.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Red Sox were great when you were growing up, and I know you've said in the past that you grew up a Red Sox fan. What was the baseball culture like for you growing up?
It was awesome. I mean, Red Sox, my whole childhood was amazing to watch. Poppy was my favorite guy. Went to a couple parades. Was always at Fenway games in the summer. It was really good. Obviously, baseball kind of sucked in the beginning of the year because it was always freezing, but baseball coaching was really good there. Yeah, I loved it.
Now, kind of looking ahead for the rest of your first full pro season, what would you say kind of your biggest goals are in terms of adjusting to this next level?
It's kind of just understanding myself a little more instead of just like going out there and playing every day like I used to. Didn't really understand why I was good or how I was good, so it's more like understanding and being more of a student of the game. That's what I'm excited for.
Jaden, appreciate the time. Congrats on yesterday's win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.